Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And Jesus knows exactly what you mean. And Jesus knows exactly what you mean. Oh, Lord. It took a lot of guts for that widow to go to the judge. Oh, Lord, grant me justice. Took a lot of guts. And you know that whatever she needed, the justice that she craved and longed for, was in her guts. That's our theme for today, connecting with guts. That she was persistent, that she demanded justice. And the good news for today is that when our guts are so moved that we demand justice, we demand a response, that God is better than any unjust judge, but that God quickly responds, and that we should continue to pray from our gut. Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord! And we know that God quickly hears us and responds. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Because sometimes that's where the prayer is. It's down here. It's deep. It's beyond words. When there's a death or a sickness or something we can't control in our lives. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. When have you ever prayed the prayer of anguish and angst and sorrow and loneliness and there is no words? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. This place is a place of, oh, Lord. St. Luke's is a place of, oh, Lord. Because St. Luke is our patron saint. St. Luke is the name of this place. This place was started with an, oh, Lord. This place started because there was a group of people who were at Faith Lutheran Church and there was a disease, there was something gut-wrenching going on there, and they said, oh, Lord, we don't know what to do. It's tearing us apart. And so St. Luke's was started to be a place of healing. That's why it was called St. Luke's, the beloved physician, a place of healing, a healing place, where all the, oh, Lords are welcome. That's the angel of this congregation. That's the patron saint. That's our name. That's our identity, St. Luke's, the beloved physician. And so this place isn't a concert hall, even though we have lots of beautiful music and we sing beautiful songs. It's not a concert hall. And this place isn't a cafeteria, even though we're going to eat some pie later. And this place isn't a gymnasium, even though we play games and we have fun. And this place isn't a school, even though we learn things. This place is a hospital. St. Luke's is a clinic. Jesus said, I didn't come for the healthy, I came for the sick, and to seek and save the lost. And so if you are crying out from your guts, oh, Lord, and you are staggering because of pain, oh, Lord, and you are suffering because of loss, oh, Lord, you are welcome at St. Luke's because this is a hospital. This is a clinic for the hurting. You are welcome here. That is our saint. That is our name, the beloved physician. St. Luke. This is a place of healing where the hurting are welcome. Bring on your hurts, dear brothers and sisters. Bring on your pain, dear saints. Don't hide anymore. This is a hospital for you. When I was applying for CPE, which is working as a chaplain in a hospital, I had been taught all my life that everything you should present to other people is all hunky-dory, roses and sunshine and rainbows and just smiles. Oh, it's just so wonderful. And I know you guys feel that pressure too. You lords and ladies, you feel that pressure too. To be all gallant and upright and wonderful, and I fill out this application, and I said, look at me, I'm so great. I will just be the most perfect chaplain ever in the world. Love me, I'm so wonderful. Fortunately, there was an elder, a gentleman, who reviewed applications before you turn them in to this program, and he reviewed my application, and he said, yes, and, Aaron, yes, you are happy, and you have happiness, and you have wonderful things going on in your life, but that's only one little piece of you. Where are your old lords? He didn't say that, but I'm saying that to you. Wherein has your guts been wrenched? Because those people need that side of you too. The people that you minister to. Where are your tears and your sadness? And so I said, oh, okay. And I went back and I rewrote the application and I put the time when I was in fifth grade and I thought that God had abandoned me and I didn't know what to do with my entire life and I just cried and cried and cried all night long. And I put the time when I was in college and I got dumped by my girlfriend and I felt like the world was ending, because when you're 20 and you get dumped, it feels like the world is over. And I felt like, and I wrote about the time that I was in college and I felt so alone that if I died, no one would know. And he said, ah, now I see you. Now we have cried together, you and I, and we have laughed together. And I've baptized babies and cried. And I've preached over our dead ones who have passed on, our saints who have gone, and we've buried them together and we've cried. And I've been to the hospital with you. And we've cried, and I said, aha, there you are. It's our vulnerabilities that bring us together, not our sunshines. God gives us the joys, and that's great. But somebody, Sarah Elliott was telling me something very illustrative. She said, Pastor Mark Hellman, who was the first pastor here, or one of the first pastors here, he had just left, and then we had a tragic death of a young person right then, right after he left, and they all said, we need to have Pastor Mark come back and do the funeral, and Pastor Mark said, no, we can't do it. And what Sarah Elliott said was, that was the moment that drew us together. It was our shared suffering. It was our shared, oh Lord. That made St. Luke's a people. This is a hospital. That's why it's called St. Luke's. A place of healing. It's a place where you don't have to put on a mask that everything is okay. Where you don't have to hide your hurts. It's a place to come and get your medicine. Right here. The medicine that leads to eternal life. The best medicine in all the world. And to come share that suffering with all of your fellow hurting people who know what it's like to say, oh, Lord. That's what brings us together. That's why it's called St. Luke's. Now, this is a hospital, but it is a teaching hospital. You see, because not only are we St. Luke's together, because he is our patron saint, but you, Teresa, you are a little St. Luke. Teresa St. Luke Hunting. Rosalie St. Luke Jensen. Mark St. Luke Roca. Paul St. Luke Kostashek, Maddie St. Luke Ward. I could keep going, but I won't. This is a teaching hospital where not only do we share our, oh Lord, gut moments, but we are the doctors and the nurses and the clinicians, one for each other. We are the beloved physicians for one another and for the world. You bear the name of St. Luke in your soul. That is who you are. And what do doctors and nurses do? when they hear code blue? What do doctors and nurses do when they hear code blue, Paul? They run towards it. When they hear the call, they go toward the hurting. They go toward the suffering because they know that they're needed. You, my brothers and sisters, are needed where there is suffering in this world. Because you bear the Spirit of God with you. Now, I stand up here and I have my doctor robes on. My fancy doctor outfit, and I have my doctor stole on that says I'm qualified to do this, but didn't you know I'm not doing this for you? I'm doing this to remind you who you are. You are all wearing this too. In your baptism, you put on Christ. In your baptism, you were given the Holy Spirit. That's what this is. I'm standing up here to remind you as a symbol of who you are in Christ, each one of you pastors. Not to do it for you, but to remind you who you are. St. Luke's, each one of you. Now, I remember when I was working in the hospital once, and I was in a consult room waiting for a cancer diagnosis. And the doctor came in and said that the matriarch of the family, the mom, had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And anybody who knows anything about pancreatic cancer knows that that is a death sentence. 1 year, 2 years at most. And they were very, very sad and cried and wept. And I was there, and it was my job to sit there and be with them and be present with them and be God's presence with them, to be there to witness the pain and to let them know that they weren't alone. And I'll tell you what, I was freaking out of my head. And I wanted to climb under the concrete in that room because that was scary. It was really, really hard. It's hard to be a doctor and a nurse and to run towards people who are hurting. It gets you in some hard situations. But I'll tell you something, I don't regret 1 second sitting in that room with those people. I don't regret it one bit, even though it was hard, even though it was scary. That was exactly where I needed to be. And so when you encounter people in your lives, my fellow nurses, my fellow chaplains, my fellow St. Luke's, it might be scary. It might be hard. But God is calling you to run towards those people like good doctors do and nurses. We don't run away from discomfort. We run towards it. We run toward each other. Because that is who God has called you to be. One for each other. That's what it means to be a saint of St. Luke's, my brothers and sisters. That's what it means to be a saint of St. Luke's. To know that this is a hospital for the hurt, where Jesus comes to heal, and then to bring that healing to all the people you encounter, even if it's scary, even when it's hard. That's what it means to be a St. Luke saint. That's what it means. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen.